their best record against any team in the National Football League. Last time these two matched up here, the Lions won back in 05, 13-10. Last time they got together at Ford Field, Lions won 38-37. Matthew Stafford with some late heroics to help them pull that one out. Let's get down to the field right now. Coin toss. Our referee for today is Walt Coleman.
All right, mandatory for visitors today. They'll call the coin. Heads and tails. What's your choice?
Heads.
Call the heads. It is the tails. Cleveland won the toss. Then we'll defer to the second half. We receive. Then we receive. Which way you want to kick? Detroit will receive. Good luck, man.
Lions will get the football first after the Browns defer. The Lions will move left to right across your radio dial from the broadcast booth to the field. Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, we begin this time around with the weather. Right now, kind of breezy, but also a light rain falling right around about 55, 60 degrees. That could be an issue because while the center of the field is fine, it's a little bit slipperier as you get towards the numbers and towards the sideline. So we'll be watching and seeing how the players' footing is as they get closer and closer to the sidelines. Meanwhile, I had a chance to talk with several members of the Lions' defensive line today, and they admitted that after chasing around guys like Aaron Rodgers and Jay Cutler and RG3 the last 3 weeks, they're glad to be facing a quarterback like Brandon Whedon, who is a classic drop-back pocket passer. That, of course, won't matter if Cleveland's rejuvenated running game, and that's a big if, guys, led by Willis McGahee, can play consistently and take the pressure off of Whedon.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. Getting set to go. Opening kickoff brought to you by the 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. And you got to give some credit for Andy. It's a nice 3-2 start for Rob Chudzinski in his first year as the Browns head coach. And they've exceeded many expectations early.
Well, when they got rid of Trent Richardson, their number one pick a couple years ago, they were given up for dead, to be perfectly frank. And from that point, they haven't lost. So they've surprised a lot of people. Defensively, they're very sound. Offensively is where they have some issues. And you have to take advantage of that, create some turnovers, build a lead, and force them into being one-dimensional, which is a passing team with Brandon Whedon. I think then you've got the game going your way.
Defensive coordinator for the Browns is Ray Horton, who was a one-time assistant with the Lions. Offensive coordinator North Turner, very much a respected offensive mind in the National Football League. We are set to go. Billy Cundiff will kick it off for Cleveland. Michael Spurlock back deep for the Lions. Glad you're with us. A big Sunday. Lions early, Tigers late. Let's enjoy this. Cundiff has the ball on the tee, and he's ready. Here's the run-up and the kick, and we're underway in Cleveland. Spurlock, 9 yards deep, will take it as he backs out of the end zone. That'll be a touchback. Lions will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. As they come out on the field offensively, yes, Calvin Johnson is out there. Big question all week long, but Megatron is ready to go. Two tight ends set as well, Joseph Fourier and Brandon Pettigrew. Expecting Fourier to get a lot of snaps today with Tony Scheffler out after suffering a concussion last week. Calvin Johnson goes left. Patrick Edwards to the right. First and 10 line. Stafford up under center. Turns, gives to Bush. Reggie tries the middle of that line. Picks up a yard. Taken down by T.J. Ward. Safety up to stop the run. And it'll be second down and 9.
Big matchup on the outside for the Lions is Paul Kruger. Free agent, came over to Cleveland from Baltimore. This guy is, I think, a quality, big-time player. Lions got to figure out how to block that guy. Or he's going to be in their backfield causing problems all day.
Kruger had 9 sacks for Baltimore last year. Second and 9 for the Lions. Stafford up under center. Three-step drop, looks left. Throws, got Durham out there, turning it up at the 28-yard line and trying to get the first down yardage. Comes up a yard shy at the 29. Picks up 8 on the play. Buster screen forced him out of bounds. And that'll bring up 3rd and 1. See what Scott Linehan dials up here on 3rd down and less than 1. Joik Bell is the lone back behind Stafford. Browns have 7 men right up on that line and a safety cheating as well. They give it to Bell. Head down, gets the first down, across the 30-yard line. T.J. Ward came crashing down from his safety position. Itaba Rubin in there as well, but the Lions got what they needed. Not by much. Length of the football across the 30 for a first down.
Look, that's where Joik Bell is good, because T.J. Ward was unblocked. They came with a full-out run blitz to try to stuff that play. And Joint Bell basically ran over the top of T.J. Ward, got the yard that he needed. That's a big play there. Keeps the ball in the Lions' hands.
Three receivers right, one left. Two deep safeties for the Browns on first and 10. They give it to Bush trying to get outside. Bush shakes the tackle at the line of scrimmage, picks up a couple to the 33-yard line. Paul Kruger takes him down there. Gain of two on the play. It'll be second and 8. Safeties are active, Brandy. It's interesting because we've seen Ward come crashing down a couple of times. Is that something the Lions will keep an eye on for a potential deep play later?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you want to get a matchup with a safety and a tight end or that seam route. This is why I think Fourier, who's getting some more playing time today, becomes a pretty big player. He's got the speed to beat a safety if the safety walks up on the ball to play the run.
Pistol formation on second and 8. Stafford's got it. Straight drop, wants to throw. Pumps over the middle. Now reloads. Throws, got it complete. It is caught across the 40-yard line. Chris Durham with it for a first down to the 42. Nice protection up front. Gave Stafford the time to make a play there.
Stafford wanted to go to the first read wide left. That wasn't there. Came back to his man to the right. The running back out of the backfield, Bell, that was not there. Third read was Durham over the middle. You don't get to the third read unless you got time.
Deep back is Joyce Bell. Reggie Bush set up as a wing to the left side, now in motion to the right. Stafford under center, Matthews got it. Fakes the end around to Bush, sets up the screen. Joyce got it. Joyce, 45, 50-yard line, and take it down as he gets down to the Browns 49 by T.J. Ward. Gain of 8 on the play. It'll be second and 2.
That's a really well-designed play because it's actually a fake reverse to Reggie Bush. So they want to get Cleveland going the opposite way, and then they screen back away from the fake. Nice play design, and the Lions got 8 out of it.
Lions go to a 2 tight end set. Reggie Bush the lone back, second down and 2. Stafford up under center, 2 receivers to the left side. Matthew toss sweep right side, Bush cutting it up. Got the first down. Gets down to the 47-yard line. And that should move the chains, and it will. First down for the Lions. First quarter brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today. Lions at the Browns 47, first down and 10. That's the third first down of this opening drive. Joyce Bell, the back behind Stafford, who's up under center. Matthew looking out over that Browns defense. Now he's got it. Five-step drop, looking right. Sets and throws. Once Durham throws it wide, incomplete. Good coverage by Buster Screen. It'll be second and 10.
Well, Screen had his hands all over Durham. But again, playing from behind, it wasn't egregious enough for the referee to throw the flag. But that's the first down throw. I like the call. Now you got Cleveland backing out of there. Even though you didn't complete it, that's a first down pass. And I think the Lions need to be diverse that way offensively.
Bush and Broyles check in for the Lions on second and 10. Stafford out of the gun. Checking his play at the line. Barking out the signals. Now he's got the football. Stafford with a pocket. Sets and throws. Got it complete inside the 40-yard line. Caught by Durham. Durham gets down to the 39, picks up 8 on the play. It'll bring up a third down and 2. Durham doing good work early, 3 catches, 26 yards.
Well, and they're lining up Durham in a lot of different spots, trying to, again, get him the opportunity to get open. He's been wide, and he's also been in a slot. That time, from a slot position, he was able to get open. Now he's got Durham wide left and Calvin Johnson in the slot inside.
Third and 2 for the Lions from the Cleveland 39. Bush is the running back to the right of Stafford, who's in the gun. Matthews got it. Straight drop. Blitz comes. Stafford in trouble. Sidearms it. Incomplete. Big pressure coming from Paul Kruger that time, and the Lions have a decision to make on fourth and 2. And they will send the punting unit out. Sam Martin will come on.
I got to tell you, you somehow, and I don't know how you designed this, but they didn't even block Paul Kruger. And the Lions have got to offensively account for him. He is a pass rush specialist. You pass the ball, you got to block him. They didn't that last time.
Martin's got it. Hangs the punt high. Devon Best back deep for Cleveland. He'll let it hit at the 5. Takes a Lions bounce, and they will down it right there. Darius Slay with good work on special teams. So Cleveland will be backed up in their own end after a 34-yard punt by Sam Martin does the job. Scoreless here first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Ah, what a perfect fall day. There's a brisk chill in the air. The leaves are changing colors.
Gary, you're in a status meeting. You're rustling papers.
Yeah, the status is delicious.
New McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is the unmistakable taste and feeling of fall. Smooth, sweet, a hint of spice, and made with 100% Rainforest Alliance certified espresso. It's the latest irresistible McCafe Latte, but it won't be here long. Pumpkin Spice Latte, something new to love from McCafe at participating McDonald's.
Jim Brandstatter here with a history lesson. Almost half a century ago in 1967, Vince Lombardi's Green Bay team beat Kansas City 35-10 in a championship game that started a new era in professional football. The next year, in 1968, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm was founded, and a tradition was born. Three generations of lawyers who fight and win for families that need help. Let the Bernstein family help your family. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM. Call Sam.
More people choose Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network because they offer access to the most and the best doctors in Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
Brandon Whedon is the quarterback for the Browns, taking over for Brian Hoyer, who was injured in their last game. Whedon has not thrown an interception in his last 99 passes. He's got 2 touchdowns, 3 picks on the year. He's been sacked 16 times. Browns coming out of the end to our right. That is where the dog pound is located. First and 10 from their own 5. Willis McGahee, the lone back, 2 yards deep in the end zone. Whedon, hard count. Lions don't bite. Give it to McGahee. He finds a hole, gets to the 10. Look out. 15 to the 17-yard line. So just like that, as Gene Mathis takes him down, a 12-yard gain, and the Browns are out of trouble.
Well, I tell you what, Nick Fairley's got to be stronger at the point of attack than that. He just got held right out. By Alex Mack, the big center. And Nick's got to be stronger at the point of attack.
First and 10, Cleveland, from their own 17. Whedon will work from the gun. 4-man lie in front. It was Dumas right up on the line. Now he backs out. Whedon wants to throw, does over the middle. Got it complete to the 19-yard line. Short gain to McGahee. Brought down by Stephen Tulloch.
See how quickly Whedon checked that down, Dan? That to me indicates you got a quarterback out there that isn't really confident about his routes and his receivers and where they're going to be. So when he felt a little bit of pressure, he said, I'm checking down to that guy open. He gained what? 2 yards on that completion.
Gain of 2 on the play. 2nd and 8. Eye formation behind Whedon. Deep back McGahee. He gets the toss. Hit in the backfield. Dropped by Ndamukong Suh. Suh with a little help in there as well from Nick Fairley. They stop him for no gain if he got back to the line of scrimmage. We'll look for the official spot. But, boy, Suh and Fairley shot out of a cannon that time.
Well, Suh just did a great job because he's lined up inside, and that's a pitch sweep wide right. And guess who's out there? The guy lining up over the center. That is playing some football.
3rd and 8. This is where that front line needs to rev it up. Ziggy Ansah, Willie Young, Suh and Fairley.
And Suh beat a double team on that one. On that last play to get McGahee.
Chris Obanaya in there for Cleveland. Whedon out of the gun. Lions send 4. Whedon with time. Throws over the middle. Knocked away and incomplete. Good play and coverage by Stephen Tulloch coming over the back of Jordan Cameron to knock it away. And the Browns will have to punt.
If you play a Norv Turner offense, you better cover the tight end. He is the tight end's best friend wherever he's been. Tight ends have been heavily involved in his offense. And Jordan Cameron here in Cleveland is reaping the benefits of that this year.
Brown set to punt it away. Spencer Lanning off. Lions will get it back. Michael Spurlock deep. Lanning, good punt. Spurlock camps under it at the 35. Running to his left. Spurlock trying to get the edge. Turns it up at the 40. And runs out of bounds to the 43-yard line. That's where the Lions will have it. First down and 10. 45-yard punt, 7-yard return. We're scoreless with 7:50 to go in the first quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
What if you were able to work while you slept? Imagine how much more you could accomplish. Sound impossible? It's not. Put Night Skin to work for your complexion while you sleep. Have wrinkles and fine lines, blotches and dark spots? Night Skin is the revolutionary cream that makes skin appear dramatically younger, and you can try it for free. For a very limited time, you can get a full-sized bottle of Night Skin for free. We'll also send you the amazing Night Skin Dark Spot Corrector to lighten dark spots fast. Tired of seeing wrinkles, fine lines, age spots, and uneven skin tones when you look into the mirror? Do something about it now and get your free bottle of Night Skin. Accomplish something incredible while you sleep. Get your free bottle of Night Skin and your free bottle of Night Skin Dark Spot Corrector right now. Don't wait. This limited time free offer won't last long. Call now for your free trial of Night Skin and Night Skin Dark Spot Corrector. Call 800-538-1972. 800-538-1972. 800-538-1972.
The auto industry is healthy again, but there are still a lot of questions. Where will sales go? Can companies keep up with the demand? How do they meet new fuel economy rules? This is AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. We're bringing the experts together Thursday morning at Lawrence Tech for our Automotive Summit. All the information, including cost and how to register, is at cbsdetroit.com.
Register now for WWJ's Auto Summit. Go to cbsdetroit.com. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's original square pizza since 1946.
Today's game is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Dan Miller, Jim Brandstatter, Tony Ortiz with you from Cleveland. Lions Browns scoreless here. Lions have it first and 10 from their own 42. First down, Calvin Johnson remains on the sidelines early. It's very clear they're spotting him out there, using him sparingly. Reggie Bush alone back. Stafford turns, gives to him. Bush left side, little hole, 45, and out to the 48-yard line. Taken down by Tashawn Gibson.
You know the other guy you see coming into the lineup quite a bit more, and again, it's probably because Scheffler is out with concussion symptoms. But, Dan, you like Fourier, the young rookie. At 6'7", he provides a matchup nightmare for most people. And he's got an opportunity, I think, to be a real offensive threat today.
Going to get a lot of snaps today, as you mentioned, with Scheffler being out. Second and 3. Stafford play action fake. Looks right, comes back left. Throws. Nice catch by Durham, but he can't hang on. Down at the 37-yard line. Hit and separated from the football by Buster Screen. Boy, that was a nice throw by Stafford, but you got to credit the defender there for getting a hand in there and knocking it away.
Yeah, as a receiver, when you come across the middle on that route, you got to have strong hands. When that ball gets in there, you know you're going to get some people that are around you banging you. And you got to be able to pull it in and hold on.
Calvin Johnson out. Durham goes left. Royals and Ogletree go right. Third and 3 for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun. They scrimmage from their own 48. Matthews got it. Straight drop. Pocket holds. Looks. Throws. Got a complete Pettigrew. First down in Browns territory. Down to the 43-yard line. Upended by Tashawn Gibson. 8-yard gain. And the Lions keep the drive alive.
Well, the Browns defense that time went bump and run, press cover across, and two safeties deep. And all Pettigrew had to do was get out and beat the linebacker from the line of scrimmage, get the free release. He did that, and he became the second choice for Stafford because the first choice was Broyles. Broyles was covered.
First and 10 for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun. Inside handoff, fakes it to Bush. Now throws, got a complete Ogletree. Inside the 40 at the 38-yard line. Tackled immediately by Joe Hayden. 5-yard gain. It'll be second and 5.
One thing I'll say about Ogletree, I mean, he just came in a week ago, but everything they've thrown to him, he's caught, Dan.
Wants to find a home here in Detroit. It's bounced around a little bit. Showed promise early in Dallas. Cut loose by the Cowboys. Signed by Tampa Bay. Cut loose by them. Hoping this can be a place where he can find a long-term home. Second and five for the Lions. Stafford up under center. Lone back, Joy fails. Stafford turns, gives to Joy, cuts right, looking for the edge. Got it. Down to the 35. Joy slithers his way down to the 32-yard line with a first down. Brought down by Tashawn Gibson. Six-yard gain. Nice footwork there by Bell.
That's an automatic cutback right there. Joy Bell read it as soon as he got the ball, and he bent that running play designed to go over left tackle all the way over the right end. And that shows that Cleveland is over-pursuing because he was able to make one guy miss, and then Joy Bell ran for the first down.
Lions with their deepest penetration of the day. First and 10 from the Browns, 32. Calvin back in there, goes to the right side. Stafford out of the gun with Bell to his right. Matthews got it. Sets in the pocket, looking left, throws over the middle, got to complete to Calvin. Calvin inside the 30, down to the 25-yard line he goes. Gain of 7 on the play, brought down by Joe Hayden. It'll be 2nd and 3.
Well, they're running with Calvin Johnson with man coverage and Joe Hayden. Don't think the Lions and Scott Linehan didn't notice that. If they let him alone out there, they're going to go to a matchup between Hayden at 5'11 and Calvin at 6'5. That's one the Lions can win.
2nd and 3 for the Lions. 3 receivers set as they scrimmage from the Browns 25. Pistol formation. Stafford in the gun. Bush behind him. Matthew gives to Reggie. Right side. Hit at the 23. Spins out of that tackle. Comes to the right side. Gets back to the 25-yard line and dives to the 23. Got to the 23. Spun out of a tackle by Paul Kruger. Tried to cut it back outside. Then was taken down by Joe Hayden. It's a gain of 2. And that'll bring up a 3rd and 1. Lions are 2 out of 3 on 3rd down today. Joseph Fourier checks back in. 2 tight end set. Pettigrew in there as well. And Joy Bell. Saw them earlier on a 3rd and 1. Go to Bell. He was successful. Let's see what they dial up here. Durham goes left. Ogletree goes right. 3rd and 1. Lions from the Browns 23-yard line. Browns packing that box. Stafford rolls to the right. Sets. Throws. Right side. Got it complete. Caught. With a flag down. Nope, they're going to say incomplete, but there is a flag. It's going to be pass interference against the Browns. Called against Joe Hayden down at the 8-yard line.
Pass interference, 23, defense. Ball replaced at the spot of the foul. First down.
Well, Dan, how about Scott Linehan rolling the dice? 3rd and short, you run a hard run play fake, and then you roll Stafford out and get the ball downfield to Ogletree. Even though the play is incomplete, it gets an interference call, which gets the Lions a first down.
Trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. Here come the Lions, 1st and goal. They scrimmage from the Browns 7. Stafford out of the gun with Reggie Bush to his left. Calvin Johnson to the right. He looks to him, throws it up. Calvin can't spin and make the catch. Calvin wanted a call, and there's the flag. It'll be pass interference on Joe Hayden in the end zone.
Pass interference, number 23, defense. Foul occurred in the end zone. We'll place the ball at the 1-yard line. First down.
You were pointing at the one-on-one coverage on the outside.
6'5", 5'11". That's an automatic go with Stafford when he sees Calvin, the one-on-one coverage against Hayden. You've got to go there and take advantage of that matchup.
Lions go straight to the line. 1st and goal from the 1 after the penalty. Stafford digs in behind Raiola, lone back. Reggie Bush, Stafford looks right, throws right, got Calvin, overthrew and incomplete. Just wide. Stafford put a little too much mustard on that one. Calvin was wide open, got the inside step on Hayden.
Yep, and that's a catch Calvin's got to make. He pounded the ground after he dropped it, too. That's a decent throw. Calvin got inside position. Stafford led him beautifully, and maybe a little ring rust there from Calvin Johnson not playing last week.
Dylan Gandy checks in. Lions go to their jumbo package. Joy Bell, the lone back behind Stafford. 2nd and goal from the 1. Stafford's got it. Throws right. Wants Fourier. Big man goes up. Big man comes down with the football. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Johnson Batamosi in coverage. He's 6 feet tall. He's given up 8 inches to Joseph Fourier. The big tight end gets it done. And for the first time this year, the Lions have opened the scoring in a ball game.
We told you that Fourier is a mismatch nightmare. because of his size. Calvin had two shots at it, couldn't come up with it. So they see the man coverage on Fourier. They go to it with a fade route, and he makes it happen with his size.
Akers for the extra point. Spot down, kick up. It is good, and the Lions lead it by a score of 7-0 here in Cleveland. With 3:27 to go in the first quarter, we'll step aside. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Between frozen toes, a runny nose, and bulky clothes, it's pretty easy to know when it's time to get winter tires, and it's even easier to know just where to get them.
At Bell Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest tire price period on just the right winter tires for your ride. Our experts will help you choose the right winter tire for your vehicle and your budget so you can get where you're going in bad winter weather. And with our optional tire storage program, we'll clean and store your off-season tires in our climate-controlled warehouse so you don't have to lug them home again. Then we'll reinstall them for you when the weather changes.
Wow, a valet service for my tires. Nice. I got the lowest tire price and room in my garage to park the car. I'm beginning to like winter.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire, with over 85 locations there in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.
How do you measure customer satisfaction? At Wallside, we measure it the same way we have for almost 70 years. With satisfied customers all over Michigan. Nobody builds confidence like the factory. During Wallside's Factory Direct Sale, get half off every window we make, including custom colors, two-tones, and half rounds. You could save thousands. Plus 4 years, no interest, no down payment. Hurry, it's only for a limited time. Wallside, 1-800-521-7800.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein at the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. You know, we pride ourselves on the work that we do for our clients. And it shows. Get the Bernstein Advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Lions up 7, zip here in the first quarter. Our first half Bell Tire dream game winner this week is Nancy Dinger of Northville. If you want to live out your dream of playing a game on the turf at Ford Field, go to belltire.com and register to win. Brought to you by Bell Tire, the Lions Radio Network, and 97-1 the ticket. Greg Little back deep for Cleveland, standing about 4 yards deep in the end zone to our right. Sam Martin's got it up on the tee, set to kick off. Not much wind here inside the stadium. Run up in the kick by Martin. Line drive will hit at the goal line. And Little will let it bounce out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. So the Browns will take over first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Lions up 7-0 here in the first. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Downhill kayaking, synchronized fishing, moose wrestling. These are not good ideas, but they do speak to something very important to Columbia Sportswear. Innovation. They're constantly inventing new ways to keep you dry, comfortable, and protected in the outdoors. And that's why they like to encourage new ideas, even bad ones. Because when you get right down to it, they're a company built on ideas, but mostly the idea that you should get out there and enjoy the greater outdoors every chance you get. Come see what's new from Columbia Sportswear at Dunham Sports.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power today and save at least 3 cents per gallon with the Fuel Rewards Network program. Sign up at fuelrewards.com.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Dunham Sporting Goods. Our big names bring you in, and our low prices bring you back.
All right, back in Cleveland, Browns have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. 7-0, Lions on top, 3:27 to go here in the first. Pistol formation, Wheaton in the gun. Deep back is McGahee. Whedon's got it, wants to throw, does over the middle, incomplete, in and out of the hands of Josh Gordon. On a slant at the 35.
I tell you, if you're Louis Delmas, that's a throw you've got to try to get in front of. He was hanging back. If you read Whedon's eyes, that's a ball that he could have broke on and maybe taken to the house. Got to be a little more aggressive than that back there.
Chris Obanaya in at running back. He's the lone back behind Whedon, who's up under center. Four-man front for the Lions. They show blitz as well. Obanaya gets the toss. Cut back to the right side. Gets across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Gain of six on the play. Willie Young makes the stop for Detroit. It'll bring up a third down and four.
Nice job by Ziggy Ansah there, the rookie. Because it looked like there was going to be room outside. And Ansah got upfield and got leverage and kept contained. Forced Obanaya back inside to the rest of the defense.
Nick Fairley in. C.J. Mosley comes out. And Dominican Sue lines up in the defensive end to the left side. Third and four. Whedon, empty backfield, working out of the gun. He's got it. Four-man rush for the Lions. Whedon, hit as he throws. Incomplete, in and out of the hands of Devon Best, who might have snuck a peek into the oncoming defender there, and the Lions will get it back.
And Whedon said hello to Ndamukong Suh there. The pressure right in his face. And don't think that doesn't make the quarterback a little bit nervous. He knows he's coming. Throws it a little high, a little hard. Ball probably should have been caught, but still, with Sue in his face, not as good a throw as he could have made.
Whedon, one out of four for 2 yards. Lanning in to punt it away. Spurlock back deep for the Lions. Lanning's got it. Good punt. Spurlock backs up. Camps under it at the 22-yard line. Flag down as he comes right to the 30. And goes down right there at the 29-yard line. There is a hold against the Lions. We'll get the call here coming up from Walt Coleman. 52-yard punt, 7-yard return. The Lions are going to lose yardage here and field position after the penalty.
During the kick, holding number 32 of the return team. 10-yard penalty. First down.
Don Carey called for the penalty. First of the day against the Lions. They've got the football, though, and a 7-0 lead. 2:32 to go first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Ah, what a perfect fall day. There's a brisk chill in the air. The leaves are changing colors.
Gary, you're in a status meeting. You're rustling papers.
Yeah, the status is delicious.
New McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is the unmistakable taste and feeling of fall. Smooth, sweet, a hint of spice, and made with 100% Rainforest Alliance certified espresso. It's the latest irresistible McCafe Latte, but it won't be here long. Pumpkin Spice Latte, something new to love from McCafe at participating McDonald's.
Tell us, what happened out there?
I just had to keep driving forward. I knew the game plan, and I was rewarded because of it.
What was the key play?
Using my BP driver rewards card when I filled up to save on gas on the way to the game.
BP driver rewards. Become a member today and receive an instant 10 cent per gallon reward that you can use on your first fill up. Sign up now at bpdriverrewards.com. Single use only. Rewards good for up to 20 gallons. Terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details and participating locations.
More people choose Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network because they offer access to the most and the best doctors in Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
Lions have dominated time of possession early in this game. They've had it for 9 minutes and 30 seconds. The Browns, 2:48. Lions lead at 7-0 back out there. First and 10 from their own 12. Matthew Stafford, 8 out of 12. 55 yards and a touchdown. Brandy, 6 different receivers have caught passes in this game.
Yeah, I like to spread it around, and those guys have all caught balls. You know, we wanted to know who's going to step up if Calvin Johnson, you know, is kind of in the background. Well, so far, a lot of them have stepped up and made plays.
Calvin not in there on first down. Stafford out of the gun, fakes the handoff to Bush. Looks, throws, incomplete, then just kind of backhands it, throws it away in the area of Ryan Broyles. Pressure coming from John Hughes that time. Well, second and 10 on the way.
Good thing Matthew Stafford held onto that ball. I mean, he was looking to throw the slant, and he almost released it and held back. And I think that the reason he did is he saw the defense. You cannot. And this is the maturation process of Matthew Stafford. You cannot throw a pick down here in your own end.
Megatron back in there, goes to the right side. Joe Hayden goes with him. Play clock down to 7.
Team timeout. Detroit, 30-second timeout.
Lions will take a timeout. Play clock was down to 7 as they came to the line. That touchdown pass a couple of minutes ago means that a Make-A-Wish Foundation will receive a donation that helps supply the magic that provides a positive life-changing experience. Go to wishmish.org to donate. Down to the field we go. Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, injury update for you down here. Joseph Fourier being worked on right now by the training staff. Sore lower back. He is expected to go back into the game, guys, but the big question is how effective will he be? Keep in mind, this team already doesn't have Tony Scheffler, so losing Fourier or having him being less effective hurts them, especially with the tight end in that offensive game.
All right, thank you, Tony. Mykel LeShore into the game for the Lions. I believe this is the first offensive sighting we've had all year long.
Yeah, that's a surprise. He's up and active today, but really didn't think we'd see him much, but he's getting an opportunity.
He's active against Washington, but did not make it out of the field. Second and 10 Lions from their own 12. This time they give it to LeShore. Across the 15 to the 17-yard line. So 5 yards for Mykel in his first carry of the season. Sets up a third down and 5. As he'll now come out, Brandon Pettigrew will check back in.
Well, they ran two backs that time, Bush and LeShore, on either side of Stafford in the shotgun. Then they put Bush out in the slot, stacked behind Durham. And that got the defense pulled away from the running play that LeSure got 5 yards on.
Lions 2 out of 3 on third down today. Third and 5 from their own 17. Stafford out of the gun. Cleveland's got 6 men right up on that line.
Boy, watch for Pettigrew here.
Play clock down to 5. Crowd making noise. Stafford's got it. Blitz comes. Stafford stands tall. Throws. Incomplete. Wanted Calvin. Contact out there with Joe Hayden. No flag. And the Lions left to punt it away.
Tell you what. They had both Pettigrew and Calvin Johnson in the same area. Somebody made a wrong route there. Because you don't put those two guys in the same area. It brings two defenders in there.
Got to be careful here. Travis Benjamin back deep to take the punt. Team record 179 return yards last week, including a season-long 79-yarder for a touchdown. Sam Martin standing on his own 2-yard line, ready to punt it away. Lions bring both their gunners in tight to the line. Martin's got it. Good punt by Sam, hangs it up high. Benjamin to his right, under it at the 36, trying to get the right sideline. Flag down as he runs out of bounds to the 39. And another flag comes in as well. 47-yard punt, 3-yard return. But normally from where these flags came from, you got something against the return team. Walt Coleman will fill us in here momentarily.
Well, if Benjamin catches the punt, he only gets, and you get a net 44.
During the return, illegal block in the back, 22 of the return team, 10-yard penalty, first down.
He'll take that.
No question.
Yeah, a 44-yard net. With Benjamin catching it, a penalty besides, and you pin them back inside the 30, the Lions will take that turnaround.
Quick check with Dan Hasty in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios.
Guys, Cincinnati on top of Buffalo, 10-7 in the first. A.J. Green, an 18-yard touchdown. Former Lion Thaddeus Lewis, a 4-yard touchdown run. In Houston, Sam Bradford into the end zone. Rams on top of the Texans, 7-0. Guys.
All right, right here, 7-0. Lions on top. Browns have it. First and 10 at their own 26 after the penalty. Willis McGahee the lone back, Whedon up under center. Little in motion. They go on the end around. They give it to Travis Benjamin, left side. Benjamin with a hole. Benjamin 40 into line territory. Benjamin inside the 40, down to the 30, and finally run out of bounds by DeAndre Levy. That kid is lightning.
The Lions got caught up, looking in the backfield, thinking they're going to run it. And Benjamin came back the other way on a reverse, and the Lions got caught out of position.
45 yards down to the Lions' 29-yard line with 105 to go in the first quarter.
Man, that kid can run.
Like the wind.
Yep.
Saw it last week, saw it right there. Two tight ends set for the Browns. First and 10 from the Lions 29. Reedon's got it. Play action fake. Rolls to the right. Being chased by Adonijay. Throws complete to Betts. Inside the 25. Runs out of bounds to the 21-yard line. Gain of 8. It'll be second and 2.
The one thing about Wheaton, and remember this, I mean, a lot of people, I don't think he's much. This guy was the number one pick. I mean, he's got a great arm. What you have to do to him, because he doesn't have experience, is get in his face. Make him uncomfortable. Put pressure on him.
Second down and 2. Browns at the Lions 21. Wheaton takes, gives to McGahee, right side, got the first down. He powers his way to the 17-yard line. Devin Taylor stacks him up there, and that'll take us to the end of the first quarter. Lions up 7-0, but the Browns are knocking on the door. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
It's the Built Ford Tough sales event going on now at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Come check out the 2013 Ford F-Series, the number one selling truck for 36 straight years. Year after year, the Ford F-Series continues to dominate. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or up to $9,000 in total cash savings on select 2013 Ford F-150 models. Not all customers will qualify for Ford credit financing. $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance for 60 months. Some exclusions may apply. This program excludes Raptor models. $9,000 in total savings only valid on XLT 5.0 liter. Take new retail delivery by November 19th. See dealer for details. So take advantage of these great 2013 F-150 offers and get 0% APR financing for 60 months or up to $9,000 in total cash savings on select 2013 F-150 models.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Oh, feed in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoon.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top scoring drives across the country. Plus, you can watch ESPN Goal Line and all of your favorite ESPN networks anytime, anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite, so sign up for the Xfinity HD Premier XM Triple Play for NFL Red Zone. Plus, get ESPN Goal Line at home and on the go. Or ask about other bundles starting as low as $99 a month for 12 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 1/5/14. Restrictions apply. Limited to the starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra. Visit Comcast.com for details.